For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. A new venue opens up this weekend at the Lexington Center. It'll feature a series of exhibits, the first one being Bodies Revealed, in which visitors can examine the anatomy of the human body. Here to talk about that exhibition and other things going on this weekend is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Herald Leader newspaper. Rich, have you had a chance to see Bodies Revealed?
I have had a chance to see it. It was really funny because when I first heard about this show and this new venue, the Lexington Center Museum and Gallery, I told the PR person there, I said, maybe I'll be visiting you on your second exhibit because I'm not a kind of blood and guts kind of guy, and the whole bodies concept sort of freaked me out a little bit. And Bodies Revealed is an exhibit utilizing actual bodies that have been preserved through a sort of polymer silicone process. But I got a chance to look at it. I did steel myself and go in there and wasn't quite as creeped out as I was afraid I was going to be, and really quite fascinated by some of what it showed.
Now, this exhibit, as it's traveled around the United States, has attracted some controversy. There have been people who are worried that the bodies were not being treated with dignity, and other folks worried about the people, what they were when they were alive, if they were actually, if they had given their full consent to being included into an exhibit like that. What have you heard?
I've heard the same things. I remember that, you know, this is an exhibit that made national headlines when it opened in New York, and has continued. There's been that that backstory to it as it's traveled around the country. The people involved with it say that they have been satisfied that these bodies were donated for science and education, and that in examination that they've been satisfied that the people were not abused in any way, you know, other than whatever natural cause took their lives eventually.
Now, the Norton Center launches its new season this evening. What's in the works?
Well, they are opening up with a performance by Robert Cray. And Robert Cray is mainly known to the blues world. He's had quite a prolific blues career. He got on the radio a little bit with an album in the mid-80s called Strong Persuader and then Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. You know, it should be a good opening night for the Norton Center that has a very unique and kind of different season from their seasons before under the direction of Scott Hoffman, who this is the first season that he has programmed.
And the public opening at the Eastern Kentucky University Performing Arts Center is still a couple of weeks away, but tonight also there's an invitation-only event that I guess is the formal inauguration of that new venue in Richmond.
Right. For the people who got invites, they'll be able to get in there and see the space and hear a little performance in there and get an idea of what it's going to be like. But as you said, the public opening is still a couple of weeks away with Wynonna Judd on September 24th.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. You can find out more about this weekend's events by going to our website, weku.fm. Just look at the events calendar there. Or go to Friday's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper and go to the Weekender section. All the events are also outlined in print. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.